Mandy, Mandy, Mandy. Mandy has a new slave. This slave's name is Chastity Pain Slut. Now, Chastity Pain Slut has not come in 2 weeks. And Miss Mandy teased him for a considerable long time last night. And he seems to be really into it. He had his toys ready for me, and it seems that I am going to be able to really tease him and deny him. I love that, being able to use my sadistic side, knowing that, oh, his dick is all aggravated and his balls are all getting blue and full of cum and waiting for me to give the word that maybe I might allow a release. Now, he enjoys teasing and denial, CBT, which is cock and ball torture, humiliation, private and public humiliation. He told me he actually went on the beach once wearing a bikini. And I watched him on cam, and trust me, he cannot pass for a girl. He's a tad on the hairy side. And he likes to masturbate looking at pictures of his ex-wife. And he says that she's really beautiful and any guy would be happy to be with her. She's such a looker. So he likes to jerk off looking at her. And I was thinking, maybe I could get him to jerk off on her face and then we could give that picture to one of her suitors. Maybe that would turn one of these hot guys on. And while we were talking, he was looking at a picture of his wife. She was wearing some kind of see-through negligee, and she was covering her boobies with her hands, and she had a thong on. So this is up on the internet for all the world to see, so I guess she doesn't mind that guys are probably sitting at their computers jerking off to her picture, including her ex-husband. So, he wants me to hold the key to his new CB6000. So this should be interesting. He had a bunch of toys ready to, you know, for me to play with. So that was fun. He had a zipper that he made, which was a clothesline with clothespins attached to it. That eventually we put on his balls, and wow, when we pulled it off, he really was yelling. So that was totally enjoyable for me. We spanked his little dick with a wooden spoon, and we did it in little, you know, little batches of five, and he seemed to enjoy that. It made his little clitty hard, and we put ice on his nipples and clothespins on his nipples. And basically, here's the deal. I am in the process of mind-fucking my new Chastity Pain Slut. I am going to inflict pain on him and keep him in chastity and make him totally addicted to me. His dick was already getting hard. I had him put it in that fleshlight and sort of fucked that thing for a while I laughed at him. And after I pulled that zipper off his balls, I guess his little clitty got kind of soft, but I didn't have a whole lot of trouble getting it hard again. I spanked it with a hairbrush and rubbed more ice on his titties and had him fuck the fleshlight again. So he's an all-around really fun chastity pain slut. He said it's been 2 weeks since he came, and then last night, of course, he didn't come. And I know that he's not going to come because he's already addicted to, guess who? Me, Mandy. And I'm going to mind-fuck you, chastity pain slut, and make you more and more addicted to me. So, you can stroke, but you can't come. Bye, chastity pain slut. Keep me posted. Bye-bye.